The National Football League will conduct its annual draft of college players tomorrow and Sunday in New York City. Steve Inskeep spoke to our own very keen observer.
In the minds of some fans, this event is as big as the season itself. Commentator John Feinstein has been following the excitement. John, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Lots of speculation about this year's draft.
Unbelievable how much there's been. And I think a lot of it has to do with, as you said, the fact that the draft has almost become a separate sport through the last 10 or 12 years. But also, you've got two Heisman Trophy winners in this draft. Matt Leinart, who won it 2 years ago at Southern Cal, and then Reggie Bush, his teammate, who won it last year. Throw in Vince Young from Texas, whose team beat Leinart and Bush's Southern Cal team in the Rose Bowl, and you've got people wondering who's going to drop, who's going to be high, who's going to be low. Leinart would have been the number one pick last year. There are people saying now he could drop as low as the number seven pick.
Is there betting on the draft and also this virtual game playing on the draft the way that there is on the regular season?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's betting. There are certainly mock drafts held all over the country on computers and in newspapers. The cover of Sports Illustrated this week was the first five picks in their experts' mock draft. It seems as if half the people working in sports media these days are NFL insiders, quote unquote. And the amazing thing about it is they all talk to the same six general managers and come up with 27 different versions of what's going to happen in the draft.
Now, whoever gets drafted in whatever order, they're going to join an NFL that is under a new collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, you know, there was almost unrest in the NFL this offseason for the first time in almost 20 years since the owners broke the union back in 1987 when the players crossed the picket line during the strike back then. And it looked as if the players at least were rattling their sabers, saying, if we don't get what we want, we're going to seriously consider going out in another year when the collective bargaining agreement is over. Eventually, they reached an agreement where they got more revenues. But, of course, there's still not guaranteed contracts. A player can still be cut and not be paid at any time going forward. And that in the NFL remains the only major professional sports league in this country that is that way. And then once the bargaining was over and the new contract was signed, Commissioner Paul Tagliabue announced that he's going to retire this summer after 16 years, so they're now looking for his replacement. Of course, I don't think that's a big deal, Steve, because the NFL essentially runs like a Swiss watch. You or I could be the commissioner.
Maybe not me, but in any event.
Well, I think you could, and it might pay almost as much as you're making.
No. let's move on. You were talking about contracts. Of course, there are the stars whose contracts expire, and they become free agents. What's happening on that front?
Well, the story that made the most noise, of course, was Terrell Owens, who was cut by the Philadelphia Eagles last year because in spite of his brilliance as a wide receiver, he was simply making everybody in the organization crazy, signing with the Dallas Cowboys and, of all people, Bill Parcells, the ultimate disciplinarian in football. And everybody is wondering how that marriage will work, whether Owens' presence will make the Cowboys back into a contender. They missed the playoffs last year. There's been all sorts of movement, especially in that Cowboys division with the Washington Redskins going on their annual spending spree and the New York Giants ironically signing the Redskins star linebacker LeVar Arrington. And then, of course, the big move of all, in many people's minds, is the move that wasn't made. Brett Favre of the Packers deciding this week to come back and play quarterback for at least one more year.
Comments from John Feinstein, author of Next Man Up, A Year Behind the Lines in Today's NFL and a future candidate for commissioner. John, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.